Hey, what's up, everybody? It is Miggy, and we are out here live on this fine Saturday morning. Beautiful day. The rain stayed away, thank goodness, because we are in Love Kitchen. Little Caesar's Love Kitchen here at the Haven. And let me tell you, this is something that goes on every single day throughout the country, through the East Coast to the West Coast. And this weekend, this past weekend, Little Caesar's Love Kitchen came by the Haven to help the community locally. And from the Haven, we have Daniel here. How are you, my friend?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning, Miggy.
Good morning. So you guys have been doing this for how long here in Battle Creek?
Well, since 1956, the Haven's been serving a population of homeless folks and really a critical part of the social safety net in our town.
Absolutely. And Shelly, you are the chef here.
I am one of them.
One of them. So you get an afternoon off and get to see the great things Little Caesar's Love Kitchen gets to offer. Tell me about your experience here.
Well, about a year and a half ago, I started out here myself as a homeless person. And I was really bad in addiction to alcohol. And I lost everything. I came here, started out at the Haven, got into one of the Haven's programs, the Women's Life Recovery Program. And I am sober now, going on 23 months.
Good for you.
And I was hired here back in October.
Nice.
And I just signed my first lease on my apartment on Monday and getting my first car in over 2.5 years.
Wow,
so
that's great.
It's been a great experience, and I'm very blessed to be back here giving back to the place that
absolutely
gave me a life, and I love it here.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important locally here in Battle Creek. Now, I mean, can you tell us how many people do a day come through?
You know, in a typical day, we have somewhere between 125 and 130 people in the various ministries that the Haven maintains. There's 8 different ministries being served by one central kitchen, and everything that kind of surrounds the homeless population, with everything from educational assistance to, as Shelly said, some rehab and recovery programs that are really phenomenally successful.
Absolutely. And this Little Caesar's, the Love Kitchen, serving to make a difference. They've been doing this since 1985, folks. And it comes here. Is it once a year it comes to the Battle Creek area?
Seems to be about once a year. We get a visit from Little Caesars, and we want to say thank you for coming out today to visit us. It's wonderful to see the support from corporations like Little Caesars.
Absolutely, and bringing it local. And we're serving the community of Battle Creek here today at the Haven. I want to thank you guys for everything that you do. So if anybody wants to get a hold of you to make a donation or anything that you need,
We're always in need of financial donations and anything it kind of takes to run your household for a day.
Absolutely.
Just kind of multiply it by 25, and that's what we have here. So laundry soap and toilet paper and things like that. But financial donations are welcome. Just mail us a check at 11 Green Street or visit us on the web at thehavenbc.org.
And let me tell you, it's amazing to see good in the community here. We all been going through so much, Shelly. So everybody's been going through a lot. You're not alone. I'm so glad that you're back on your feet. And I'm glad that the Haven was able to help you out here in Battle Creek. And we want to thank Little Caesar's Love Kitchen for feeding those in need today here in Battle Creek. It's Miggy broadcasting live with Little Caesar's Love Kitchen live at the Haven on this fine Saturday.